there a sense? Did you ever get the sense that as I remember one of the Mercury astronauts commenting on the fact that, you know, here I am sitting on a, you know, large rocket, you know, that's been sold to us by the lowest bidder. Did you ever? I mean, is there the? It's in the old days. Was it more like that? That engines were bought from the lowest bidder, and that now it's more.
Well, no, not really. When they built a boat, you know, the most popular engine was an EMD. It's made by General Motors for locomotives, and that's what we had put in these EMD 645s. And that's 645 cubic inches per cylinder. And that was the popular engine. But we did have some Fairbanks Morse, I suppose, piston. We had five boats with those engines in them, and nobody understood those engines. They were post-piston engines, no valves, two-cycle engines. And I had never worked on them before, but I had the manuals. And it didn't take long with my understanding of internal combustion engines to figure out what was going on. And I became the person to take care of those engines. Really super well engineered engines. They were made for submarines in World War II.
How since the time you started 1955 up to now, what sort of improvements do you think have you seen been made in locomotive and towboat engines?
Well, the improvements were good. The manufacturers looked at the weak points of an engine, and then as time went on, they improved. A good example is the bore of a cylinder that the pistons reciprocate in was cast iron. Now, cast iron is got natural porosity in it, so it kind of holds oil pretty good, but they would wear out pretty rapidly, and we were trying to extend engine life. As an overhaul of an engine was over $100,000. And we were trying to preserve it. So then these chroming companies came in. They said, well, we can chrome plate those, bore them out. We'll chrome plate them back to the original bore, and we'll use a porous chrome, or we'll hone that chrome with diamond hones. So it will hold oil. You know, a bumper on a car is real shiny chrome.
Right.
If you put oil on it, it just spots. But if you put honing marks, scratch marks in it, or if it's porous, the oil stays on it. And that's what you want. You want that oil on there to separate the piston rings from the walls of the cylinder, because that friction is what wears them out. Well, chrome was okay. Of course, the company that we got it from, the porosity wasn't there anymore, and we were getting bad chrome liners. But what the manufacturer did, they started doing things like laser hardening that bore. After they honed it, cast iron, then they laser hardened it.
How does that work?
They used a laser beam to heat it
and
cool it. And it made it hard so it didn't wear out, but it held the oil good. That was one of the big improvements the EMD did. Between that time, that's the way they do it now. Between that time, we didn't have that stuff. You know, we were using chrome. We were trying different companies, and I finally used the Chroming Corporation of America. They had a pretty good cylinder, but none of them lasted as long as these laser hardened ones that they have today. Now, what they've done from there on, I don't know, but